talked to a man down in Broken Bow, and he never used the word oxen. It was always steers, even when they were used as a team. It was a team of steers.
Well, I've never seen any oxen.
It's just steers. Mm-hmm. They've been trained to pull.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
You didn't see much of that around here from 1930 on. Now, maybe before then, but I don't believe that mainly horses.
They became uncommon quite early, I guess.
Or mules. They used mules a lot.
What's the difference between hogs and pigs? Hogs, male and female, both? Or is this too technical? Too technical for me.
It's too technical for me. On hogs.
What do you call a coarse hair that you find on an old boar?
Bristles.
And his long, sharp teeth. The two that might project.
Not tusks, I don't think. I don't really know.
Have you ever heard those called tushes?
No.
And to feed your pigs, where did you put the feed? That's not necessary. If you take two boards and nail them together.
Oh, I can see it. I don't. Trough. Uh-huh.
Did you have just one of these? Or?
No, at one time we raised a lot of pigs. And we had several.
What would you call the sound made by a calf when it's being weaned? Say the calf does what?
balls.
And how about a cow when she's hungry?
Moos.
How about a horse at feeding time? What do you call the sound that the horse makes?
Whinnies.
And you probably had chickens. What did you call the chicken that was sitting on eggs?
Setting hen.
And where did she stay? She have a special place?
You mean the chicken house?
Uh-huh. Did you have any other building for your chickens?
We had a chicken house, but sometimes they would get out and they might go to one of the barns and nest in one of the barns.
Now, your chicken house, was that for all the chickens?
Yes.
Hello. Did you have any special egg that you put in the nest of these chickens to keep them laying?
A false egg. I don't know what it was. It must have been glass. I don't know what it was called.
When you cooked a chicken, what did you call the part in front here that had the V-shaped?
Pulley bone.
Did you have any special term for the edible insides of a pig or of a calf?
Chitlins, you mean?
Uh-huh. And these were fried?
I don't know how they were fixed.
Those were chitlins, huh?
Chitlins. I think they were fried. No, I'm not sure.
In the evening when the animals got hungry and started to make noise and telling you they wanted their feed, did you have any special term for this time of day?
Feeding time.
If you wanted to bring your cows in from pasture, what did you call to them?
I don't remember calling anything. They usually had someone going after them on a horse, round them up.
What about the calves?
I don't remember.